Well, hello, you guys, and welcome back to another Talks with Tori. Today is another slightly different episode. I know. We will get back to my really fun combos with my girlfriends actually in the coming year. We're going to take a little holiday hiatus for the next 2 weeks, but we will come back January 9th. But this episode is going to be a Q&A all about Unveiled. If you're wondering, if you're listening, you're like, Tori, what even is Unveiled? I will link in the description me sharing my heart behind this year-long mentorship program that we just launched that will be starting January 1st. So I'm going to be answering all of the most frequently asked questions that I got after launch. And yeah, it's going to be fun. But before we get into all of the questions, I have to just encourage you guys real quickly, because that is what we do here on Talks with Tori. So I feel like I always am in the book of Philippians. I don't know what it is, but I always go back. And it's so funny because if you know, the book of Philippians is only what, like, four chapters? Yes. But it is four chapters of straight fire. So good. And so I just want to read the little portion in chapter 1, verses 27 through 30 real quick. It's titled, Live as Citizens of Heaven. And it says this, above all, above everything, you must live as citizens of heaven, which means we are not citizens here on earth. We are citizens of another place. We are citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. I was worshiping this morning with Micah, and it was talking about like the honor of bearing his name. And then I was reading this, and it's like, live as citizens of heaven, and like we bear the name of Christ. And what an honor to walk around and bear the name of Christ. And what a responsibility that comes with that. Like, I am walking around saying that I am a daughter of the King. And so I need to conduct myself in a way that looks like that. Like, I should look differently because of that identity that I have, because my citizenship is not here, but it is in heaven, and it is found in Him and nothing here on earth. So I'll keep going. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God Himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for Him. We are in this struggle together. I love that. I love that that's in the Bible. It says, we are in this struggle together, which means there's going to be a struggle here on earth, right? Because we are citizens of heaven, not citizens of earth. But while we are still here bearing the name of Christ, it means that we are at war as we preach the good news, because that is exactly what the enemy doesn't want. And we are in this physical world fighting a spiritual battle. And so we have to have our eyes open to that, so that when we come against enemies, when we are met with foes, we say, no, God is my defense attorney. I fight a winning battle because I am on His team. And I know that no matter what comes against me on this side of heaven, I have eternity to look forward to. And so it doesn't matter. I have the privilege of trusting in God in the here and now, and I also have the privilege of suffering for Him. And I think that it's a weird concept for us to think of it as a privilege to suffer for Christ, but that's why we look to His word and we see His word as truth. And so if I'm reading this in Philippians 1, verses 29, for you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in the struggle together. Wow. And like literally, Paul is writing this in the midst of his struggle. He says, you have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I'm still in the midst of it. He's like, literally, y'all, you can look at my life. I'm still in the midst of struggle, but guess what? It's a privilege because I know what I'm doing is for Christ. I know what I'm doing is preaching the good news of the gospel, and that's what really matters. And so, anyways, I love that. I love that. I love that. If you are just like, where should I sit in the Word of God today? Highly recommend Philippians. Any of the chapters, they are all so good. But let's go ahead and jump into these questions about Unveiled, because there's a couple and I will try to get through them quickly. And I'm sure if you're watching on YouTube, we'll have timestamps. So if there's like specific questions that you're looking to have answered, you can like skip to that particular question. But let's go ahead and jump on in. So the first question is, when does enrollment end? Like, when does the window end? So we're going to stop the enrollment window the 31st, because the course will start on the 1st. And I want every girl who's going through it to start at the same page, because we're going to be having monthly calls and we're going to have a live 24/7 group chat for you girls to be connecting and talking about the message, about the activity, about the scriptures, etc. And so just having everyone in more of like a cohort group is really important. And so that's why we're going to cut off the window. And so with that, there was another question about, are we going to reopen the window at any point in 2024? And I do think that we are going to. It's going to look a little bit different because obviously we set up the course like January through December, but what we're going to do, I'm talking to the team about it now, is I think we're going to reopen it on a quarterly basis, but you won't be jumping in on that specific month because I really want you to start with like that first month of content because I feel like it's really foundational and it kind of all builds upon each other. And so say you join next quarter, you will be starting with the content that the other ladies in the first cohort would be going through, like, you know, a couple months later, if that makes sense. And then you'll have 365 days of access. So you'll be going through it, say like April to the next April or whatever that would look like. And so anyways, it will reopen and there'll be like a new cohort of women going through each quarter. That way you can really connect, you can grow together, you can learn together, etc. And so hopefully that answers that question. Another question is it ladies only? And that is yes. Sorry for the guys. I don't even know if guys listen to Talks with Tori, but we actually have had a couple of questions about that. And this is specifically for ladies. We want this to be a very safe place to like open up, to work through things. I'm sharing some like deeply personal things. And so I know for me, I feel more comfortable when I'm like opening up to a group of women. And so I want that for all of the ladies who are walking through Unveiled as well. And so anyways, if there is a need for a men's version of this, y'all message Chad and maybe he'll come out with his own thing. Because I feel like he has so much wisdom to share. So the next question is there an age range? And the answer is no. If you are a lady who is looking to go deeper, if you've looked at the website and you see all the topics that we're going to go through and you're like, yes, I need that in my life, I feel like I would benefit, then it's for you. We have people who have signed up who are in high school. We have people who have signed up that are in their 40s and 50s. And so I love it. I think the diversity of age will just bring more enrichment to all of the women who are walking through this. And so it does not matter how old you are. It just matters that you are ready to make this investment and go deeper to see that transformation. Okay. And then the next question is it open internationally? The answer is absolutely yes. And I know that this question is getting asked because of those monthly calls and just wanting to know if you'll be able to be involved in them, etc. So we did monthly calls with our patrons for the last couple of years. And what we would do, it was we would just switch off from month to month, different timing to make sure that everyone involved can be a part. Now, obviously, every month I cannot accommodate for like everyone and every single time zone and everything else, but the calls will be recorded and posted. And then also, like I said, there's always going to be that live 24/7 chat, and there'll be different like chat groups and different rooms inside of that. So over on Discord, what you will see once you get enrolled and you get your onboarding email and all of the things, there'll be different rooms. And so we'll have like a welcome board where everyone can get to know each other. We'll have a prayer request board. We'll have a praise report group, like so you can strengthen your faith. And then we'll just have like the main chat. And this is where y'all will really get to know each other. And then there's the option to do like video calls on that too. So I'm sure that we'll just jump on sporadically for the people who are on and we can chat and get to know each other a little more, but those will be kind of spontaneous. And so anyways, that will be very fun, but yes, we will try to do the calls at kind of different times to make sure that everyone can be involved as much as possible. Okay. And then last but not least, this is going to be a shorter episode, is number one, are we going to continue to create free content? And also, why is there a cost involved with the program? And so I'm going to kind of answer these at the same time. So first and foremost, we are not stopping any of our free content. So we still will have a free daily devotional podcast over on Mornings with the Masters. And so we are like 3 years deep into doing those every single day. I think we've done over 1,100 something episodes at this point, literally every single day for the last 3 years. And keep in mind, we don't make a dime from that. Like we actually probably invest tens of thousands a year to produce that. And then we also do like the 12 days of giveaways where we just try to bless people with thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And so all of that still remaining free, still an investment for us, but we love it. We see it as our ministry, as our service to bring value to you guys every single day. We still have our weekly videos over on YouTube. We still have weekly talks with Tori. We still have a monthly newsletter that is free. We'll still have encouraging reels and content over on Instagram. And so this program that is unveiled does have a cost to it. And there is a couple of reasons why. Actually, there's a lot of reasons why. Number one, because it costs us a lot to produce it. This is an entire program, okay? And so it's a little bit different. There's 52 different videos that have taken me a lot of time to create in terms of just like the content in general, and also the like in-depthness that I'm going. It takes a lot of time, and also just to host the site and to pay an editor and to run the program over on Kajabi, which is where the course will be run. Like this is an entire year-long journey, and I have learned and Chad has learned that as you invest in something, you know that you're committed to it. Like there is a commitment level and you're saying, I'm investing in this because I believe that I'm going to get value out of it. And I am ready to do that. I am ready to have the accountability. I'm ready to go deeper. And if that is not for you, if it's not the time, if that's not what you're looking for, then that is totally okay. Like no harm, no foul. I'm not offended whatsoever. This is for the ladies who are like, I am ready to make the commitment. I am ready to invest because I know that when I invest, I'm actually going to watch the videos. I'm actually going to do the homework. I'm actually going to like connect with the community inside of it because I have made an investment in, because I know that what I'm going to gain is greater than that investment. And so honestly, if you go through the program and you're like, I didn't get anything out of it, we will refund you. Like, I believe in this program. I know that this content, like, I know that God has just like placed his hand over this. And I personally, because I'm going to be sharing some things that are like really deep and really personal, I need this to be a safe place. And to be honest, the internet where we post everything for free is not always a safe place. Like, I don't feel peace about sharing certain things just online because I don't feel like it's a safe place. And I want this to be a safe place for girls to share. I want it to be a safe place for me to share. And I also want it to be with a community who has like invested in seeing this process through. And also the reason that we're not doing like monthly is because I don't want people to just like hop in on 1 month and then pop out, because I personally know that walking through this, it builds upon each other, and the transformation that you're going to see throughout the entire year is like where it is at. And so honestly, the fact that it's like 52 videos, it is weekly activities. There's so much that has gone in to this program. And like I said, there's an entire team involved. We tried to keep the price as low as possible to make the time and monetary investment into it worth it. And so I hope that you're like, man, there is so much I'm going to get out of it for this, that all you can see is the value. And so if that is not what you see when you look at it, then it's not for you. And that is totally okay. We will still have all of our free content that you can take advantage of and hopefully be encouraged by. I'm also going to say this one thing. This is not a substitute for local community, local mentorship. This is just an addition. This is like the cherry on top, right? Like, I'm going to be talking about the importance of building local community, how to mentor after this program, how to continue discipling, how to extend your hand back and teach other women these same principles. And so I don't want you to think that I'm like, oh, you can do this and then not go to church on Sunday and not be involved in community. That is not what I'm saying whatsoever. This is for the ladies who have like personally reached out to me to be their mentor, but I am not in the season or have the capacity to do that with people who are not like local to my community in this season of my life. And so this was my way of saying, okay, what all would I go through with someone who I'm walking through life with on a daily basis? Like, what lessons have I learned the hard way that I pray that she would learn from me so that she doesn't have to walk through the same things? Let me package this in a way that I can encourage a multitude of women at one time, and then also still like learn about them and also connect with them with other women who might be walking through the same thing. And so this has been something that God put on my heart years ago, and it has taken a lot of time and prayer and effort and money to produce and to, yeah, have available for you guys. And so I hope that answers your questions. I highly encourage you, if you're thinking about Unveil, to pray about it. And if you have peace, there will be a link below to join. And if that is you, I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hear more about your story. And I cannot wait to see how God moves in your life in this next year and through the community. I mean, honestly, we have seen so much fruit out of our like Patreon community and how they have connected. I mean, they've like become roommates. They've like traveled across countries to meet each other. Like, it has been so incredible. And I know that the same thing is going to happen for the women who walk through Unveiled. And I'm just so, so, so excited. And so anyways, I love you guys, and I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up, but I'm going to pray for us real quick just to close out the year, to get ready for next year. We have the holidays coming up. I'm so excited. I'm currently filming this, if you're watching on YouTube, in an Airbnb. We are officially moving into our house, I think, in 2 days. And so it's been such a crazy season. But I just, yeah, I feel so much overwhelming peace from God. And I hope that you're in the same boat right now, just feeling the peace of the Lord and that like excited expectancy for what he has coming in 2024. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that we get to call you Abba Father, that we get to bear your name. Father, I thank you that because of your grace, because of your mercy, we get to walk with unveiled faces, completely free of shame and guilt, Father. We thank you. We thank you that you are glorious, that you are righteous, that you are holy, that you are magnificent, that you are powerful, and yet you're so personal, that you care about our needs, that you placed divine desires inside of our heart that you care about, Father, that you care about us as your children in a way to convict us, to discipline us, to encourage us, to pivot us when we need pivoting, to correct us when we need correcting, to sanctify us more and more into your image every single day. Father, through your Holy Spirit, you give us clarity, you give us peace, you give us direction. Father, I pray that we would learn to abide in your presence every single day so that we can walk in the fruits of your Spirit. Father, we cannot do any of this without you. We know that anything that is good from us is from you. So we thank you. We thank you for working in our lives. We thank you for vision, Father. I pray that you would make the vision even more clear as we end this year so that we can start 2024 ready to see that vision through. Father, we know that you have plans and purposes for us in the here and now, for you have placed us here for such a time as this. Lord, I thank you for every single woman who is listening or watching right now. I pray that your peace would cover her, that whether she is in her room or in her car or watching her baby, wherever she is, what season of life she is in, that she would just feel wrapped inside of your presence today, full of hope, full of expectancy, and full of peace. We pray these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, y'all. Might have cried a tear or two. I love you. I'm so excited for all that is to come in 2024. I am praying that your holidays are filled with so much joy, and I will see you not next Tuesday at 2, but January 9th, Tuesday at 2 for a whole new season of Talks with Tori. I love you guys. Merry Christmas. See you soon.